जय राधा वल्लभा राधा वल्लभा श्री राधे प्रभुपा प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतश्री श्रीद्वैमगेशस्य भक्तवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतश्री श्रीद्वैमगेश भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, and today text number 36. Yap pravrajya gruhat purvam त्रिवर्गावपनात् पुनः यदि सेवेत तान् भिक्षु स वै वान्तस्य अपत्रपः यप्राव्रज्य गृहात् पूर्वम् त्रिवर्गाभवत् त्रिवर्गावपनात् पुनः वपनात् यदि सेवेत तान् भिक्षु स वै वान्तस्य अपत्रपः यः प्रव्रज्य गृहात् पूर्वम् त्रिवर्गापनात् पुनः वर्गापवनात् यदि सेवत तान् भिक्षु स वै वान्तस्य अपत्रपः यप्रव्रज्य गृहात् पूर्वम् यदि सेवेत तान् भिक्षु स वै वान्तस्य यप्रव्रज्य गृहात् पूर्वम् त्रिवर्गा Vaishnavis? Yapravajya Gruhat Purvam. Yapravrajya Gruhat Purvam. Trivarga Pavanat Punaha. Bhikshu Savaivantasya Patrapaha. Yapravrajya Gruhat Purvam. Trivarga Pavanat Punaha. Yadi seve tam bhikshu savai vantasya patrapa. Yeah, one who pravrajya, being finished for good and leaving for the forest, being situated in transcendental bliss, gruhat, from home, purvam, at first, trivarga, the three principles of religion, economic development and sense gratification, avapanat, from the field in which they are sown, puna, again, yadi, if, seveta, should accept, than, materialistic activities. Bhikshu, a person who has accepted the sannyasa order. Sa, that person. Why? Indeed. Vantasi, one who eats his own vomit. Apatrapaha, without shame. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. One who accepts the sannyasa order gives up the three principles of materialistic activities in which one indulges in the field of household life, namely religion, economic development, and sense gratification. One who first accepts sannyasa but then returns to such materialistic activities is to be called a vantasi, or one who eats his own vomit. He is indeed a shameless person. Purport. Materialistic activities are regulated by the institution of Varnashrama Dharma. Without Varnashrama Dharma, materialistic activities constitute animal life. Yet even in human life, while observing the principles of Varna and Ashrama, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmacharya, Gruhastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa, one must ultimately accept Sannyasa, the renounced order, for only by the renounced order can one be situated in Brahmashukha, or transcendental bliss. In Brahmashukha, one is no longer attracted by lusty desires. Indeed, when one is no longer disturbed, especially by lusty desires for sexual indulgence, he is fit to become a sannyasi. Otherwise, one should not accept the sannyasa order. If one accepts sannyasa at an immature stage, there is every possibility of his being attracted by woman and lusty desires, and thus again becoming a so-called gruhastha or a victim of woman. Such a person is most shameless, and he is called vantasi, or one who eats that which he has already vomited. He certainly leads a condemned life. In our Krishna consciousness movement, it is advised, therefore, that the sannyasis and brahmacharis keep strictly aloof from the association of women so that there will be no chance of their falling down again as victims of lusty desires. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you for assembling this morning for Srimad Bhagavatam class. I seek blessings from all of you for this spontaneous class. So we've been reading instructions for civilized human beings. And now Narad Muni started explaining about Sannyasa Ashrama. So Sannyasa Ashrama is very important ashrama for preaching. Sannyasa Ashrama is mainly for preaching. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, referring to, not very sure which Purana. Let me see. Referring to Brahma Vaivarta Purana from Krishna Janma Khanda. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it was mentioned that in Kali Yuga there are 5 things were prohibited: Ashwamedham Gavalambam, Sanyasam, Phala Paitrukam, Devarena Sutotpatthim, Kalau Pancha Vivarjayet. Ashwamedham. So performing the Ashwamedha sacrifice. Gavalambam, performing Gomedha Yajna. Sanyasam, accepting sannyasa. And Devarena Sutotpattim, producing children from brother's wife. So these 5 things prohibited because main reason people are not qualified to perform, like to perform Ashwamedha Yajna or Gomedha Yajna. Somebody have to have proper pronunciation of the mantras. And similarly, to continue sannyasa ashram, one had to have very deep and high, deep realization and very high attachment to the absolute truth. Sannyasa means it's satnyas, one who is seeking after the absolute truth. So it's called sannyas. So as long as one doesn't have that higher attachment, in Kali Yuga it's very easy to downfall from the vows of sannyasa ashram. Although it was prohibited by the acharya, by the scriptures in Kali Yuga, still sannyasa order being awarded. We see in our tradition, in the beginning of our ISKCON movement, Srila Prabhupada gave sannyas even to 20 years old people, devotees, 20 years old, because it was an emergency situation at that time. So have you ever been through emergency situation, state emergency? Which one? Okay, that kind of emergency situation. Mm. In the state emergency, when there is a political uncertainty, if there is a war or politician fall down or some attack, so that time they choose anybody or everybody in the army to fight against the enemy. So they don't consider whether you have training or no training. They just pick up. Okay, you know how to handle the gun. You can hold the rifle, 15, 20 kilos. That's okay. You come. Shoot wherever you want to shoot. They just take. So similarly, when Srila Prabhupada started, it was like an emergency situation. So he didn't consider who is qualified, who is not qualified. But the qualification given by Srila Prabhupada to them, by his mercy. And those who could able to fight and those who could able to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions and those who could able to go deeper, they sustained. So same thing. When you put somebody who doesn't know how to chain the magazine to the rifle and you send them to warfield, he may survive until the first magazine, second magazine. But when it goes, I remember when I was getting trained in army in the university days, for they call NCC. They train us for 3 years. And they teach us everything, how to disassemble, assemble the rifle, chain the magazines, shooting, aiming. But one who doesn't know in that situation, either he may shoot somebody else or he may die. So similarly, those who cannot able to withhold the forces of material energy, they may fall down. But we cannot blame them because it was emergency situation in that scenario. But as an institution, we also learned and progressing with thorough verification of candidates, whoever apply for sannyas. And here, Srila Prabhupada mentions that materialistic activities are regulated by the institution of Varnashrama Dharma. Without Varnashrama Dharma, materialistic activities constitute animal life. What is that regulation? Srila Prabhupada, talking here, materialistic activities are regulated by the institution of Varnashram Dharma. What are those activities regulated? What kind of activities being regulated by Varnashram Dharma? Any? Eating? Yeah? Yeah? Hmm? Accumulation of wealth, yeah? Brahmacharya, yeah? That's one of the ashram. That is one of the ashram. But what are the activities being regulated here in Varnashrama? The activities of material modes. Isn't it? In Brahmacharya, or if you take Varna, in what are the Varnas we have? 4 Varnas. Those are ashramas. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So in Brahmana, which mode is predominant? Goodness. And in Kshatriya? Passion. And in Vaishya, mix of passion and ignorance. In Shudra, predominantly ignorance. So those modes which produce the activities, they are regulated. And in ashrama, for the spiritual progress. In Brahmacharya ashram, what is the main function of a Brahmacharya? Brahmachari. What kind of life? Student life. In student life, what they do? Study. Yeah. So, swadhyaya. So, studying Vedic scriptures in Brahmacharya. And in Grihastashram, what are their regulation? What they do? Yeah, raising family and accumulating wealth. And in Vanaprastha, what are their activities in Vanaprastha? Austerities, performing different kinds of austerities. In Sannyasashram, preaching, educating everybody else, all the different ashrams. So they are the teachers of the society. So in these days, although we send children to pretty much everybody, we all go to school, even those who are in the down line of the poverty, still they send some kind of school to give some kind of education. But that education is only for how to earn livelihood. So after completing our education, if one doesn't get any job, they say, oh, your course doesn't have any value. So the modern education is only to get some livelihood. Whereas the spiritual education that a brahmachari gets, so brahmachari is not that we see these days, like we are staying in brahmachari ashram. But this age is not actually brahmachari age. So brahmachari, he graduates when he is in 20s. So it's supposed to start from the age of 5, like how we send to kindergarten. So similarly, supposed to start from that age. And in brahmacharya, we learn how to control senses and the mind, and we learn how to equally see everybody, and how to withheld from the forces of material nature, especially from the attraction of women. Is brahmacharya only for men? Why? So it's both ways. And after continuing graduating from brahmachari ashram, for like how you graduate from the university, then you choose your career. Similarly, the brahmachari will choose whether he can enter into grihastashram if he is not able to control his mind and senses and still he has attachment and inclination, he will proceed to next ashrama, grihastashrama. And from there, he will proceed. Since he got good training in brahmachari ashram, he can be a good grihastha, and he knows, he learned what is the ultimate purpose of the whole existence of human form of life. Then he strive for the same purpose, although he entered to grihasthashram. And from there, because he got a training, once he finishes his grihastha responsibilities, then he moves forward to vanaprasthashram, and there he perfects himself and finally ends up at sannyasashram. So that's the proper way, Vedic tradition way. And if somebody very much fixed, okay, I don't want to go into grihasthashram after graduating from brahmacharya life, he will fix himself, he will continue directly, accepts sannyasashram. So both the paths are there. But ultimately culminating at the sannyasashram. That's what Srila Prabhupada is writing here. Indeed, one is no longer disturbed, especially by previous line. Yet even in human life, while observing the principles of Varna and Ashrama, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa, one must ultimately accept Sannyasa, the renounced order, for only by the renounced order can one be situated in Brahma Sukha, or transcendental bliss. So Prabhupada is saying, one must. What does it mean when you say, you must do this?
It's mandatory.
One must means it's mandatory. So does it mean all of us should accept sannyasi ashram? No, but Prabhupada is saying one must. If not with the danda, but mentally one has to prepare. So what is that? In 2 days ago, Keshav Prabhu was explaining the sannyasi danda. What does it mean? Yeah, you offer your body, mind and your words in the service of the Lord. So one who can engage that while living in wherever condition we are, so he is considered sannyasi. So we need to practice that. We need to practice it. So utilizing our body, utilizing our words, utilizing our mind, always in the service of the Lord. Then one becomes Jivan Mukta. One can. So that's one must means the principles of sannyasashrama we should accept by the end of our life. You know the story of Kailash. Have you heard this story? Now, there was a brahmachari. He graduated from Narad Muni school. So after graduating, upon graduating, Narad Muni asked him, you know, you better continue your brahmacharya and accept sannyasa and finally I will take you back. But this Kailash is very much attached. He said, no, I want to get married. He said, okay. But once you finish your marriage and once you got children, I will come and I will ask you, I will take you back. He said, okay. And he promised. Narad Muni gave permission. He got married. Then Narad Muni goes. Kailas got married, nice, beautiful wife, and he got children. Narad Muni go ask Kailash, Kailash, you promised that you will come back to spiritual life and, you know, continue. Kailash said, oh, Narad Muni, see, I got these children. I have to look after them. I have to get them married and so many responsibilities. You please come later. Then Narad Muni comes after some time. And he asks again, Kailash, come, ready. And Kailash says, no. They just got 20s. They finished their schooling and college. They had to settle. They should get a good job. Only then I can come. Otherwise, they don't know how to sustain in this world. Narad Muni says, okay. He comes back after some time. Then?
After 5 years, I come back and then again and again,
that keeps on happening. Yeah. And Narad Muni comes after 5 years. He says, no, they just got married and they don't know how to look after the business and house. You please come after some time. And then Narad Muni goes, he comes back. And then he asked the children, where is your father? He says, oh, my father passed away recently. And there is a small dog in the house. And puppy comes and licking Narad Muni's leg. He says, oh, Kailas, you become a dog in the house. Oh, he says, but at least now you come with me. And Kailas says, No, Narad Muni, they still don't know how to take care. That's why I came as a dog. I had to look after them. Narad Muni says, okay, you still doesn't want to come? He says, I will come, but give me some more time. And Narad Muni comes after some time. Then dog gone. And Narad Muni asks, where is your dog? Oh, we don't know dog. One day he suddenly disappeared. And then he goes, he knows, Narad Muni knows, and he goes into the garden. There he sees a small snake. And he asks the snake, Kailas, at least now you come. He says, no, Narad Muni, still they don't know how to look after, see the children, look at this elder son. He is pretty much not taking any responsibility, I have to look after them. Otherwise, thieves and robbers, everybody coming. Still you didn't learn the lesson. He calls their boys, hey, snake, snake, snake. And then everybody comes, start beating the snake. He says, now at least learn. He says, oh, please, please, take me now, take me now. So we don't want to be in that situation at the end of life. So we have to keep a certain limit. Otherwise, there is no way. There is no way. I remember just before joining Brahmacharya Ashram, I told my mother, because she was nearly close to leaving the body. So I told her, I want to join Brahmacharya Ashram. And I want to, you know, somehow settle there only. I don't want to further continue. He says, no, no, you have to have children. You have to have somebody to look after you. Like how you're looking after me now. You should have somebody to look after you at the old age. Otherwise, what happens? Who will look after you? Generally, this is the conception when we got children, right? I was telling my mother, so it's not that I am looking after you. I didn't look after you because I left you in India. I went to Australia to study in your old age for my own sustenance. But I came back because after becoming devotee, I understood that it's my responsibility to look after you. And not just looking after your material body, but your spiritual destination as well. Then she somehow agreed. But later anyway, Krishna's mercy, everything went well. But that's the original responsibility everybody carries in their life. So those who we give birth, it's not just maintaining them materially, but ultimately one has to give spiritual perfection. In the fifth canto, Rishabhdev says, Mata nasasya, janani nasasya, guru nasasya. For why one should not become a guru, or one should not become a king, one should not become a parent? Namo cheti samapeta mrityu. See, if one is not able to deliver the dependence from the ultimate death, hands off, so one should not become. So similarly, one should not become, as mentioned in this verse, a sannyasi, unless one is completely freed from the desire of sex life. So why? Because that's the attraction which binds the jiva in the material world. That's why this material world is called Maithuna Aghar. Maithuna means sexual attraction, and Aghar means the prison. So it's a prison house of sexual desire. And this is there in every living entity, every living entity. If you, 2 years ago when I was visited India, in my niece's house, they were watching National Geographic Channel. Suddenly a clip came. There they were showing how different birds attract their mates. And after seeing that small clip, I was completely in, you know, mesmerization. Human beings are nothing in front of them. And there is one small puffer fish, and that draws a very, very beautiful drawings under the depths of sea sand, and it collects all the rubbish and it removes, then makes it a fine sand, then makes so finite circles just to attract the opposite sex fish. And like that, there are some birds, they transform themselves into different shapes and they dance so nicely, and they change their eye color And they dance like so mad. I'll share that link. And all for the same reason, attracting the mate. Even after getting the human form of life, yes, that attraction is there, but the only way to come out of that attraction is to develop our attraction for Krishna. As long as we don't develop attraction for Krishna, all other attractions, they pull us down. Only attraction that take us away is attraction to the personality of Godhead. And Krishna is all attractive, that's why he is Krishna. And Burjan Prabhu, in the first canto lectures, he tells when he is explaining about the absolute truth. So absolute truth is the truth that whichever attracts us in this material world, whatever attraction we have in this world, Krishna possesses them in an ocean deep, in an ocean, whatever attracts us. If one is attracted by the beauty of opposite sex, and look at Krishna, how much beautiful he is. You know, our attraction between male and female, if a Miss Universe is walking by and there is a dog, beware of the dog. It won't say, oh, you are Miss Universe, so beautiful, I will not bark at you. It will bark. And she pig may be very beautiful for the he pig, not for us. Isn't it? And what to speak of other species, within the same species, we don't like other continent person, other region. So within the same, we don't have that much attraction. But Krishna's beauty, Krishna's attraction is not like that. Krishna's attraction, it is mentioned in the 10th canto, when Krishna is walking in Vrindavan forest playing his beautiful flute, when the birds were flying, they see Krishna playing his flute, looking at his beautiful face, they stand by wonder. And they forget flying also, then suddenly come down. When he is walking, all the deers, all the cows and the calves, they forget, when Krishna playing the flute, hearing that sound, calves forget drinking milk. And when he is walking, river Yamuna, the waves stand still. You're seeing Krishna's beauty. And what, after hearing all that Krishna's beauty, still we don't get attracted to Krishna's beauty. So what keeps us away? Our conditioning? Any other? Our desires? Our choices? Our ego? Yeah. So all these, our desires, our conditioning, all these hold us back. So we don't want to be a miser. So miser means one who has immense wealth but he doesn't know how to spend it. So similarly, if we don't utilize our human potency to develop love for the Lord, so we become misers. So, and what to speak of somebody who willingly accepted the highest order of life and thinking that this is the ultimate, but still losing the taste for ultimate and but trying to seek pleasure from the lower things. So that's why very strongly in this verse it is condemned. He is eating a vomit. You know how badly it smells with all the... Have you ever vomited? Yeah. Have you smelled? So bad. Same thing. The material activity is nothing but a vomit. That only understand when we try to get the higher taste. As long as one doesn't have the higher taste, and there are, I know, We see dogs, when somebody vomits, the dog comes and immediately licks. It eats all the obnoxious things. So for it, so pleasureful. And there are some animals, some birds, they eat their own vomit. Like if you see, what is that? Bird lives upside down. Bat. Yeah, bats, they eat their own vomit. So the material activity, once we left it, as a devotee, we should not accept it back. But still, for a person who accepted the sannyasa order and to continue, that's why in the Bhikshu Gita, the 11th canto Bhikshu Gita, Bhikshu tells, when he accepted the renounced order, when he was going, he chants this mantra. He says, Eshamsta asthaya paratmanishtam. So now I have accepted this renounced order. Now I will fix paratmanishtam. Eshamsta asthaya paratmanishtam abhyasitam purva tamair maharshibi. Now I will follow abhyasitam. I will follow the footsteps of purva tamair maharshibi and the rishis and great rishis. The path I follow. Aham tarisyami durantaparam. By following their footsteps, aham, I will, tarisyami, I will certainly cross over durantaparam. Duranta means very, very difficult to cross over. Durantaparam. How? Tamo mukundangri nishaiva eva. By firmly fixing at the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, there is no way. There is no way. So only way, by following in the footsteps of previous acharyas and firmly taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. So these two are very, very important. And then aham tarisyami. Tarisyami means I will certainly cross over. Duranta param. Duranta means very, very difficult. In this age, it's very difficult to follow sannyasa order. Even to follow brahmacharya, both are pretty much in the same level, whereas for a brahmachari there is a choice. He can continue or he can enter into grihastashram. But whereas for sannyasa, is you left, vomited out, that's it. So I say both the ashramas should firmly follow the principles of particular ashrama and firmly fix in the service of the Lord. And that comes from our sadhana. So that's why we are sadhakas. So whatever sadhana elements we do, beginning from chanting, reading, and every service, we have to always do it with the relationship with the Lord. So as long as we don't put relationship in center, it makes it a burden. It creates burden. So for parents, if their children go for one or two in the toilet or urine, they don't mind cleaning it because they see everything in that relation. Oh, he belongs to me. He is mine. So we also have to develop that I belong to Krishna, he belong to me, of course. Both, that's even advanced stage. But at least we have to develop theoretically that relationship in whatever service we perform. So otherwise, these small attractions, name, fame, prestige, everything comes and they disturb our relationship. So finally, Srila Prabhupada is saying, in our Krishna consciousness movement, it is advised, therefore, that the sannyasis and brahmacharis keep strictly aloof from the association of women so that there will be no chances of their falling down again as victims of lusty desires. So it's not just, it is main responsibility of the practitioner those who are following brahmacharya or sannyasi, as well as it is the responsibility of other ashramas also, other devotees, that to help each other. If somebody is trying to follow their brahmachari principles, so we facilitate, we should facilitate them to follow their brahmacharya vows, not going close to them or not entertaining their senses. And we have to give training for the both, men and women. So women, they should dress properly when they come to temple or when they come to the close proximity of brahmacharis or sannyasis. So in that way, so we encourage them, because it's not possible for everybody. Say, for example, if somebody is trying for Olympics, everybody encouraged them. They try to help them. So similarly, those who are practicing brahmacharya, all others, they can help. Helping to keep the distractions away. If certain things not conducive for their practice, so we try to avoid them for their benefit. So in that way, both ashramas, everybody will get benefit. Ultimately, at least we can send somebody. Okay, Hare Krishna, I'll stop here. If you have any questions, comments or corrections, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how the training of brahmachari starts from the age of 5, where we send them to Gurukul and make the children acquire some spiritual education. But Prabhu, we see that this Gurukul thing is not possible in most cases, because we are, especially for the people who are living outside of India. And also, Prabhu, we hear in lectures that the family that stay and pray together, they make progress really quickly. So then why is sending children to Gurukul encouraged here?
So what do they do in Gurukul?
For 20 years they stay away from their family and...
No, Gurukul is not just staying away from family, but what is the main purpose? In Gurukul, spiritual advancement. Do you come to temple every day?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you chant every day?
Yes.
Do you read Srimad Bhagavatam every day? Mm. That's the training. So, since we cannot completely stay in the Gurukul, but the training which you are getting now, that is also very, very important. So, similar training everybody should get. So that's the whole purpose. When we get that kind of training, I was not this fortune, what fortune you got, I was not that fortune. So we all became devotees pretty much in mid-20s or late-20s. Or some lucky devotees like Zach Prabhu or Dvijpitamba Prabhu, they become devotees in their late teens. I became devotee after undergoing all the garbage. In the material world. So that garbage will carry forward. But whereas the training which you all receiving, like coming to temple every day, and chanting the holy name, trying to sit for Bhagavatam class and learn slokas, all this should be given to everybody. Then it becomes very easy.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. No question, we'll stop here. Vrindra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.